A shift in sentiment. A top strategist turns bearish on Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency market, long characterized by speculative fervor and bold predictions, faces a pivotal moment as prominent voices from major financial institutions begin to pivot their outlooks.
Mike McGlone, a senior commodity strategist at Bloomberg Intelligence, has recently made headlines by shifting his stance to a bearish outlook for Bitcoin and the broader market, extending his forecast to 2026.
This move signals a significant departure from the prevailing bullish narrative and underscores the growing influence of macroeconomic forces on cryptocurrency markets.
McGlone's analysis, rooted in a deep understanding of global liquidity trends and central bank policies, challenges the notion of Bitcoin as an unstoppable asset, instead framing it as a vulnerable player in a rapidly evolving economic landscape.
The core of the argument? The trade is over. McGlone's central thesis is that the speculative trade in Bitcoin, which thrived during the era of ultra-low interest rates and quantitative easing, QE, has reached its natural conclusion.
His argument hinges on the transformation of the macroeconomic environment, which has shifted from accommodative policies to a more restrictive regime.
For years, central banks, particularly the U.S. Federal Reserve, have maintained near-zero interest rates and engaged in aggressive QE to stimulate economic growth and combat deflationary pressures.
These policies created a flood of liquidity that drove investors toward riskier assets, including cryptocurrencies, in search of yield.
However, McGlone asserts that this environment is now fundamentally changing.
The Fed and other central banks are increasingly focused on tightening monetary policy to combat inflation and stabilize financial markets.
This shift has elevated interest rates and reduced the supply of cheap capital, making traditional fixed income assets more attractive compared to volatile, non-yielding digital assets like Bitcoin.
McGlone emphasizes that the appeal of speculative assets such as Bitcoin is closely tied to the availability of low-cost capital.
As the macroeconomic landscape transitions from expansionary to contractionary, the demand for such assets is expected to wane.
McGlone further argues that Bitcoin's value is not an isolated phenomenon, but a reflection of broader liquidity trends.
The asset's price movements are influenced by global capital flows, central bank interventions, and the overall health of the financial system.
He warns that as liquidity dries up and risk appetite declines, Bitcoin's role as a speculative asset will diminish, leading to a prolonged period of consolidation or correction.
This perspective challenges the narrative that Bitcoin is a self-sustaining asset independent of traditional financial markets.
Beyond Bitcoin, a broader macro warning: McGlone's bearish outlook is not confined to cryptocurrency. It extends to the broader macroeconomic environment.
He highlights several indicators suggesting that the global economy is entering a phase of contraction, which could have cascading effects on risk-on assets.
Declining commodity prices, a potential slowdown in global economic growth, and the unwinding of years of stimulus are all signals that risk appetite may be declining.
These factors, combined with the tightening of monetary policy, create a perfect storm for speculative assets, including cryptocurrencies, which have historically correlated with tech stocks and other high-risk investments.
A key element of McGlone's analysis is the concept of mean reversion, the idea that asset prices and growth rates tend to return to historical averages over time.
After a decade of unprecedented growth and adoption, the crypto market may be entering a phase of normalization.
This could manifest as a prolonged period of consolidation, where prices stabilize and the market digests the new macroeconomic realities.
Mean reversion suggests that the rapid appreciation seen in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies may not be sustainable in the long term, as the market adjusts to a more balanced economic environment.
McGlone also points to the potential for a global economic slowdown as a critical risk factor.
While the U.S. economy remains a key driver of global growth, other regions are facing challenges such as debt sustainability issues, geopolitical tensions, and supply chain disruptions.
These factors could lead to a slowdown in global economic activity, further dampening investor confidence in riskier assets.
The interconnectedness of global markets means that a decline in one region could have ripple effects across the world, exacerbating the challenges faced by speculative assets like Bitcoin.
What this means for investors, McGlone's bearish outlook, serves as a crucial reminder for investors about the macroeconomic forces shaping the cryptocurrency market.
It challenges the notion that Bitcoin's rise is inevitable and independent of traditional financial systems.
Instead, it highlights the importance of understanding the broader economic context in which cryptocurrencies operate.
For investors, this shift in sentiment underscores the need to reassess their risk exposure and consider the long-term implications of macroeconomic trends.
One of the key takeaways for investors is the importance of risk assessment.
McGlone's analysis emphasizes that the correlation between cryptocurrencies and broader market liquidity is a critical factor in determining their value.
As central banks tighten monetary policy and liquidity dries up, the appeal of speculative assets like Bitcoin will likely diminish.
Investors must therefore evaluate their portfolios in the context of these macroeconomic shifts, ensuring that their exposure to high-risk assets is aligned with their risk tolerance and investment goals.
Another critical consideration is the time horizon.
McGlone's 2026 timeframe suggests that his bearish outlook is not a short-term prediction, but a view of a sustained multi-year trend.
This implies that investors should adopt a long-term perspective when evaluating the potential of cryptocurrencies.
The market may experience periods of consolidation or correction, which could test the resilience of existing holdings.
Investors should be prepared for volatility and avoid making impulsive decisions based on short-term price movements.
McGlone's analysis also reinforces the need for rigorous fundamental and macroeconomic analysis.
While the hype surrounding cryptocurrencies has often overshadowed their underlying fundamentals, the market's future is increasingly tied to macroeconomic conditions.
Investors should focus on understanding the drivers of Bitcoin's value, such as its adoption, utility, and the broader economic environment, rather than relying solely on speculative narratives.
This approach requires a deeper understanding of macroeconomic indicators, central bank policies, and global market trends.
The broader implications of a bearish outlook, McGlone's shift to a bearish stance, is not merely a prediction, but a reflection of the evolving relationship between cryptocurrencies and traditional financial markets.
His analysis highlights the growing influence of macroeconomic forces on asset prices, challenging the notion that cryptocurrencies operate in a vacuum.
As central banks continue to tighten monetary policy and global economic conditions shift, the role of speculative assets like Bitcoin is likely to evolve.
This transition may lead to a more balanced market, where cryptocurrencies are integrated into the broader financial system, rather than existing as an isolated asset class.
For institutional investors and market participants, McGlone's outlook serves as a necessary counterbalance to the speculative fervor that has dominated the crypto space.
It's a call to reassess, adapt, and recognize that the future of Bitcoin and the broader market is deeply intertwined with the macroeconomic tides we're all navigating.